This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, by the way, someone had texted in that since Vinny is out sick today, does that mean that Gretchy wins?
She does, right? It's a forfeit.
He forfeits.
Yeah. That's what he always says when she doesn't show up. It's a forfeit.
So there you go, Gretch.
Gretchen gets a point.
Another point.
But he's sick, though. Maybe we can just give him like a half.
He doesn't do that for her when she's.
How come you? What do you got against Gretchen?
Nothing against Gretchen.
You have something against her.
I want to make sure you guys have an even, like, you know, I don't want anybody to take sides or because sometimes
you always take.
I feel like you're always helping Gretchen, so I just want to help him out
a
little bit.
I try to be neutral.
I just want to make sure it is neutral.
I'm fair with both.
Yeah, I try to be fair.
That's what I'm trying to do myself.
No,
right?
You're not.
He's always
on Vinny's side.
You can't even say that with a straight face.
You got an S-eaten grin on your face right now.
It's like woman power or something.
No woman power.
And Gretchen have your little thing
just
going on
sometimes. Just because we're just innately superior just doesn't mean that we're trying to keep Vinny down.
There it is. There it is.
He's got to sink or swim on his own, Brandon. He doesn't need
I'm
any help from you.
It's God, about that.
It's ridiculous.
It's about having a fair game. That's all I care about. Here at the
Oh, that's what you care
so
about. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Cars 3, by the way, is in theaters June 16th.
All right. Cool.
I see the release date here. Okay, Johnny Depp, who is so great. I mean, especially lately. All these crazy stories about him and videos that Amber shot and all the delicious. Look, I realize I'm feasting on probably the wrong thing, but listen, I live for scandal. So
that is true.
Well, listen, I got a job to do over here.
That's your business,
we
Sarah.
Got 4 hours to
the
film.
The Tinseltown Tattler.
Yeah, that's me. Finger on the pulse of whatever Yuzette gives me every morning.
I tell them what to say, everyone.
It's true. Human writes a script.
Follow the script.
Yeah, and Yuzi puts all the content in. Johnny Depp is, you probably have heard, suing his former business managers.
Yes.
He says that he's $40 million in debt. I mean, Johnny Depp. All the movies he's done, everything he's done, like, how could this guy be in debt? But they say, dude, it's your fault you're in debt. You spend money on the most ridiculous things. He says, Johnny Depp says, why didn't they drop me as a client if I was so out of control? I've worked very, very hard for a lot of years and trusted a lot of people, some who've clearly let me down. It's my money. If I want to buy 15,000 cotton balls a day, it's my thing. I don't know why he's saying 15,000 gold. Like, why cotton balls? Is he buying 15,000 cotton balls a day? Like,
well,
what is he using them
he
for?
Just pulled that out of thin air. Like, that sounds so ridiculous.
Why cotton? Like, what's in his head that cotton balls popped into his head?
I think he was just trying to think of the most insignificant thing.
Right. He could have said Q-tips or toilet paper.
Yeah.
And we would have still went, what?
Why did he say that?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like, does he have rooms filled with cotton balls at his house?
Yes.
Oh, that's exciting. I bet it'd be a pretty comfortable room to be in. Like, just fill it up to hip height with cotton balls. And you just, like, fling yourself around in there. Just land softly.
Maybe he likes crafts.
Oh, you think he's making one of the, you know, those...
bunnies.
Yeah.
Where you glue the cotton balls on as clouds up in the construction paper?
Uh-huh.
Sure. Who hasn't done that? I mean, come on. Lots of things you can use them for. Johnny would also like us to know that he did not spend $3 million to build that cannon that shot Hunter S. Thompson's ashes out of space, into space or whatever he was doing. It was more like $5 million. So, yeah, he doesn't spend money frivolously. He is suing his former managers for $25 million. They're countersuing for $560,000 in unpaid fees, and they want a judge to rule that Johnny's financial troubles are all his own fault. On a more positive note, he dressed up as Captain Jack Sparrow for the Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland. He surprised some people.
Oh,
and there
cute.
He was. Because if you've been on that since they updated it, because
mm-hmm.
they've had the Pirates of the Caribbean ride, I think it predates the movies, doesn't it?
Oh, totally.
Years and years.
It's been around forever.
But then they updated it after he was in the movies. And so there are figurines of him throughout the, you know, as you turn each corner mm-hmm. and the... Anyone who hasn't been to Disneyland, you poor soul, you don't, and you haven't been on this ride. You know, it's a boat ride through the Caribbean, I guess.
One of the best things about Johnny Depp is he does dress up as Captain Jack Sparrow and goes and visits children who have cancer in hospitals.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
That is very
and
sweet.
Those videos are on YouTube. I'll post one on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook
page. Oh, that's a wonderful idea. Yeah, it's like, he's a nice guy, I'm sure.
And I actually I really think that he loves dressing up as
Jack Sparrow.
Yes.
Right, that's who he wishes he was.
Yes.
That swashbuckling, rum-drinking vagabond or whatever, hooligan, that's who he wishes he was. So he's like, today I'm going to dress up as Jack Sparrow just because. Maybe I'll visit children. Maybe I'll just lounge in my cotton ball room. It's up to me because I'm Johnny Depp. Man, he just...
Boy. Or uses cotton balls to take off makeup. That's what I use it for.
Oh, Yuzi. That Captain Jack Sparrow makeup, that looks hard to take off,
yeah.
too. That's like some serious face paint.
Right.
Yeah. I love Johnny Depp. I mean, there have been a lot of movies. I'm sure he's made some real clunkers. I haven't seen too many of those. But I've loved some Johnny Depp movies. And I just, you know, I used to just adore him from a not safe for work standpoint. Ooh.
He's made way more bad movies than he has good
Well,
movies.
I've only seen the good ones. I mean, Edward Scissorhands, who didn't love that?
Come on.
And Crybaby, come on. That's
Crybaby was
I
so
love
good.
That movie.
People, and 707 says, wouldn't it be Johnny Depp?
Johnny Depp. Oh, that's hilarious. That's what we got to call him from now on. Who said that?
707 said that.
Good one, 707. Johnny Depp.
Just remember The Tourist.
You dropped Johnny.
Everyone, The Tourist.
I didn't see that.
The Lone Ranger.
I didn't see that either.
Mordecai.
Didn't see it.
Dark Shadows.
I don't think I saw it. Yeah, listen, that's what I'm saying. I've only seen his good movies. What's the one? What's Eating Gilbert Grape? Isn't he in that?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then Leo DiCaprio.
Yeah, that was a great movie too.
That was a great movie. She just recently passed away.
Yeah.
She played the mom. She was mm-hmm. very, very heavy. And right. in the movie, I want to say that termites ate the beam out from under her in the house. And mm-hmm. doesn't she fall through
yeah.
the floor?
And then don't they like? They have a hard time trying to bury her, or they leave her there. I can't remember. It's
I
been
can't
so
remember.
Long, but I do. Yeah, yeah. Right. I do recall it was a great movie.
Anyway,
Blow was good. Blow was fun.
Oh,
was that
Thanks,
the kid,
Brent.
kid from Party of Five in that?
It was Penelope Cruz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of a totally
it's a
different...
cocaine movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Your favorite?
Yeah, it was my favorite thing.
That's why Brent mentioned it.
Blow, that's a good one. Anyway, Johnny Depp is apparently having big money problems. Can you look up what is his net worth? How can he
$400 million?
That's, yeah.
that's an article from late last year that came out. $400 million.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
doesn't make any sense.
That's ridiculous. $40 million, so he can buy all the cotton balls he wants.
Right.
I don't get it. Anyway, there's that. Whom?
Oh, real.
That's him and Amber tussling over
nice.
The.
Yeah.
He's a dude from Kentucky. Oh, really?
Really? That is such a trip.
He drinks and then he turns into Jack Sparrow. I guess, does Jack Sparrow have an English accent? I don't know. I guess
he does. Yeah,
does
sort of. Yeah.
Well, of course he does. He's on a ship. Everyone on a ship has an English accent. Everyone knows that. Oh, really?
Crazy.
I want to go home to Kentucky. Pretty never.
All right.
M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong. He has made some great movies. I mean, you can't really argue with The Sixth Sense. I loved The Village. Signs, I thought was excellent.
I even like Lady in the Water.
Yes, you haven't seen that one. Split was the latest one, and that's with James McAvoy, and I was so excited to see it. I'm like, oh, he's back. People were saying, oh, it's great. And listen, it's a fine movie. It's totally, there's nothing wrong with it. It's fine. But it wasn't what I had hoped. It wasn't like the classic Shyamalan, whatever his name is. He made a movie called Unbreakable, and that was Bruce Willis and Sam Jackson.
Yeah.
And in it, Bruce Willis is unbreakable. Like, it doesn't matter what happens, he survives it.
Yeah,
and
but he does have one weakness.
What is it?
Drowning.
Oh, he can be drowned?
Yeah. Every superhero has one weakness, and Sam Jackson discovers the weakness when looking through comic books.
Because Sam Jackson plays this guy, his name is Mr. Glass, and he's like the opposite of unbreakable. He's made of glass. Like, he'll break, you know, his bones are all glass. So, and I remember, you know, that was like the big reveal in that spoiler alert from the movie from 20 something years ago or whatever. Anyway, apparently, and I don't remember this part of Split. I guess there's some big reveal at the end of the movie that totally missed me, where they reveal that they're in the same universe. Like, I think he runs into Bruce Willis at the very end, right? So it's revealed that what happens in Split and what happens in Unbreakable are in the same M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong universe. And now he's announced he is doing a third movie in this trilogy where they're all going to be together. And I guess that the guy from Split has turned it. Well, I don't know what's a spoiler and what isn't. So
it's been out for a little while.
He's got this beast inside him, James McAvoy, among the many personalities that he has, and so that thing is sort of let loose at the end of Split. And I guess that it's going to be Sam Jackson and Bruce Willis's characters are going to have to work together to get the beast. And I guess the little girl, her name is Taylor Joy. Anya Taylor-Joy. She plays
Casey is her name in the movie.
Yeah, she's like, I think, the main girl in the movie. So for some reason she's in this movie too. I don't know what role she'll play in this.
So Bryn and I know this girl really well.
Why?
She was in this movie called Morgan that we saw.
Yeah.
And she's the one that kills Paul Giamatti by biting off his throat.
Oh, that's
ripping it out.
Oh, why'd she do that?
He threatened her and started, like, messing with her mind. And
she's very pretty.
Yeah.
She's a great actress. That movie sucked, but she's a great actress.
The thing that sucked about that movie is it really felt like one of those teen Scream movies, you know? Like
the Split movie.
The girls are kidnapped, and then they're, you know, it's just these doofy girls, like, all screaming and dressed in tiny clothes, and just so, it's so, I don't know, it just had that feel to me. Like, ugh, that's not all right. But anyway, so M. Night is now saying that the universes have collided and there is going to be a third movie. It's actually already, it's called Glass, I believe.
Yeah.
And it is scheduled for release January of 2019, a year and a half or so from now. So someone is still continuing to fund his movies.
Yeah.
And they're going for this one.
People are reminding us that Gilbert Grape,
yes,
they couldn't carry her out, so they burned the house down. Which, now that's coming back.
That's right. I should go back and rewatch that movie. I remember loving that movie. That woman just recently passed away in real life.
Yeah.
This is sort of for Vinny, too. If you're wondering where Vinny is, he caught that bug, that stomach bug that everybody at his house had last week. You know, he tried to sequester himself from his family and apparently could not do it.
She probably licked his toothbrush. And
oh, don't say this. She didn't want to give it to him, please. I'm sure he's just a delight to be around when he's sick. Well, keep that guy well. So this is sort of for him because he's such a Winnie the Pooh fan.
Yes, like, you know, that was his favorite, right?
Always talks about how he loved Winnie the Pooh. So Christopher Robin is the name of the little boy in the Winnie the Pooh books.
Yep.
And there is apparently a grown-up version of Christopher Robin, who is going to be played by Ewan McGregor, and star in it's Ewan McGregor, a live-action Winnie the Pooh movie with a twist that makes it sound exactly like the Peter Pan movie Hook with Robin Williams, where Christopher Robin has now grown up and he's a businessman obsessed with work and success. He's lost his sense of imagination, and so of course Pooh and his friends re-enter his life to change all that. A feel-good live-action
Winnie
the Pooh
movie. I don't understand
how those work.
It's not animated.
You know the movie Ted?
Yes.
How that
like
appears
CG
to be right,
going
so
on.
And it seems
and
to
I
be
love
real.
Ted. Okay.
So I guess Eeyore and Piglet and Owl and Rabbit and Pooh.
I guess I could get on with that.
I guess.
Sounds silly enough. I mean, come on, Ted. Ted was so dirty. That's why I loved it.
Aren't there two of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I've only seen the first one, but man, when that hooker does her business on the floor there, that is, and then Mila Kunis is having to clean that up. That's
classic.
You know, that is, you never see anything like that. Forget the animated bear guy. There's also another movie in the works called Goodbye, Christopher Robin, which tells the true story of the Winnie the Pooh author A.A. Milne.
Oh, two separate movies?
Yeah, but this one's, that's more of like a non, you know, just a biopic, I guess, of the guy who actually wrote the Winnie the Pooh books. Here's the ESPN story. They laid off more than 100 people yesterday, not just low-level employees. There are writers and on-air personalities that you might recognize. SportsCenter anchors Jay Crawford, Darren Haynes, Jade McCarthy, Jamie Sire, and Chris Hassel. Major League Baseball analyst Doug Glanville, Dallas Braden, and Paul Raul Ibanez. Is that how you say his last
Ibanez.
Name? Ibanez.
Mm-hmm.
Trent Dilfer, NFL analyst, mm-hmm. a reporter for the NFL, Ed Werder, baseball writer Jason Stark, legal analyst Roger Cossack. The Hollywood Reporter is saying that a bunch of people actually have had their roles significantly reduced. That's the quote. Hannah Storm, Ryan Russillo.
Ryan Russillo is a big deal.
And Carl Ravick. So there's a whole huge list. If you want to see everybody that they axed, they cut some big names.
Yeah.
They're apparently making the cuts because their rights deals with the sports leagues continue to carry live events keep getting more and more expensive while more and more people are ditching their pricey cable packages in favor of Netflix and other smart TV apps or TV apps. If you go to therap.com, they have actually a rundown of reasons why ESPN has decided that they need to get leaner. But that's how it's, you know, everything, there's an app for everything now. And, you know, you don't have to necessarily have cable or satellite at your house in order to get games. There's an app for it.
Right.
This is funny. There's a movie about Madonna that's in the
like
works.
Like a bio.
Mm-hmm. It's called Blonde Ambition. And she's not happy about it. We already know that she's not happy about this movie. And she's... Maybe at first they were trying to consult with her, but she's not happy about it. So, and I don't know who's playing Madonna. I don't know too much about this movie, Blonde Ambition.
What's the film called?
Blonde Ambition. Blonde. Oh yeah, look it up and see who stars as Madonna. So on Instagram, she took a pot shot at the screenwriter for a scene where Madonna goes on American Bandstand, and she says, I guess on screen to Dick Clark, "I was born in Detroit and I'm a famed high school dropout." So Madonna posts a picture of the script with that line circled and WTF written next to it. In the caption, she said, "I was born in Bay City, not Detroit, and I did not drop out of high school. In fact, I went to University of Michigan. Anyone who supports this film is supporting lies and exploitation. Lies have no legs." The problem is there's this thing called the internet and this other thing called videotape.
Yeah.
And on the internet, there's this thing called YouTube, where if you have like a video of something, you can post it up there.
Mm-hmm.
And on this YouTube, I don't know if you guys have heard of these things. There's
it
a video.
Sounds a little familiar.
Does it sound familiar?
Yeah.
There's a video of Madonna on American Bandstand saying that exact line to Dick Clark.
Really?
So someone shared that with her.
Because the only line I remember her saying, he asked her something about her goals, and she said, "I'm going to rule the world."
Well, that came through
that
too.
Part. Right.
So,
and then what'd she say to that?
Well, she just deleted the post.
Oh. Oops.
Oops. Oopsie, I guess I did say that to Dick Clark in those exact words on American Bandstand.
Complete opposite.
Well, you know, it's hard to remember everything, Yuzi.
That you didn't finish high school where you were born.
Well, she must have lied to Dick Clark.
She just wanted to be edgy
or something?
She
wanted to be the famous high school dropout from Detroit, not from Bay City or whatever. Even if it's the truth and I'm telling it to you later.
Oh, Madonna.
Bitch, I'm Madonna.
So there's already something that worries me about this new Blonde Ambition movie.
Yeah.
The guy who produced 50 Shades of Grey is producing this.
Who was that?
His name is Michael DeLuca, but that movie sucked so bad. You'd think they'd get somebody who produced a better film on board, but...
Weren't those hit movies, though?
Yeah, they're hit movies, but they're terrible movies. Did you see either one?
No, I didn't see either one. Oh. It doesn't matter if they're terrible if they're a hit. That guy made the studio money. He gets more projects. You should, you know that. I don't have to explain Hollywood to you, Hooman. You're our own personal Hollywood insider.
Thank you for opening my eyes. They were closed.
The movies made money. Nicolas Cage, speaking of people who need to make money in Hollywood, because they spent it on weird things like Tyrannosaurus Rex skulls and their own coffin in a pyramid. Nicolas Cage has broken his ankle on the set of a heist movie called Hashtag 211, or possibly just number 211. Can you look that one up too?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
53-year-old Nicolas Cage was initially hospitalized in Sofia, Bulgaria, near where the film is shooting, but they had to transport him back. I guess it's really serious. Brought him back to L.A. for treatment. They don't know how the injury will affect production. He hopes to return to the set in about 2 weeks.
There's nobody famous in it except him.
It stars Nicolas Cage as a police officer who attempts to stop a bank robbery. I guess 211 is police code for robbery in progress. Mm. That's the number of it. It's got the hashtag, which, you know, when I was a kid, it was called a number sign. So maybe it's a number 211. The movie stars, a bunch of people whose names I've never heard of. Oh, his son's in it. Weston Cage is in it.
Oh.
The crazy son.
211 is robbery.
So he was in Bulgaria shooting that. I don't know what's going on in Bulgaria that, you know, that's where they need to shoot the stuff. Maybe that's...
Well, I don't know. I just watched a wedding that was shot in Bulgaria last night.
A wedding?
Yeah.
In Bulgaria?
It was on the E! Channel, Total Divas, one of the divas, the wrestler... gals,
yeah,
was getting married. Her husband's from Bulgaria, so it was quite interesting to see the traditions and customs as far as a wedding goes. It looked like a beautiful place, though.
The guy who's directing it, it's basically his second film.
Oh. Well, it's not surprising that there's a bunch of no-names in it. You know, Nicolas Cage needs to get paid.
Well, he's only worth $25 million, Sarah.
Oh, is
that
all?
And he squandered away $150 million.
Oh. That actually makes me feel sick inside. Mm. Like, for someone to be, you know, to work and do well and make that kind of money,
you
and then
think it's
just
gonna
be
keep
stupid,
rolling in,
just to be stupid with it.
Yeah.
Like, buy stupid stuff. Stop buying stupid stuff. You stupids.
To him, it wasn't stupid.
Well, but it is. But ask anyone.
Well, he was asking the guy he bought it from and said it's worth much more than this.
Yeah. No. Goodbye. This is a goodbye. Like, oh, my God, look at the time.
Yeah.
All right, you guys, what's coming up in the news?
Oh, man.
All right, well, I got a ton of fast facts.
Oh, you know I love those.
And I've got, would you rather, questions about food versus sex coming up after these.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Vinny is out sick today.
Ooh.
I know. He is, what do they say, praying to the porcelain god? He got that stomach flu that everybody
like,
at his family
had.
He's
like, I can't even move. I know that feeling. It's horrible.
Now, we're all living in fear. Like, I figured he was past it. Like, they had it last week. I thought, oh, we're in the clear. That Vinny somehow didn't get it. He managed to completely avoid his family and not catch it. But it turns out that there was some, you know, germ hiding in his house and he got it. And now we're all scared that we're going to get it.
Yeah.
That's the last thing. I got a big weekend this weekend. I don't need that.
You do?
What are you doing?
My niece is in
town. Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my niece is going to come on the show tomorrow. That's
right.
So exciting.
She is. Julie.
Yeah. Running Mates is the name of her band. They're working real hard in Los Angeles trying to get a break. Her and her fiance and their band, and they're playing at the bottom of the hill tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
Hooman, you gonna go?
Yeah. Heck yeah, I'm going to my I'm gonna go home and take a nap on Friday. So I'll be all rejuvenated.
I'm going, my kids are going.
That's nice. It's an all
it's all ages show, yeah. My kids are so excited to see their niece their cousin perform.
That's so cool.
I know.
The million-dollar question is Bryn going?
Is Bryn going?
I don't know yet.
You seem busy.
I wasn't aware of the whole thing.
What?
How could you escape that?
Because you guys talked about it during the last 30, one of the days, and I missed that entire segment because I was grabbing, like, I think the 20 hottest chorists of all time. So I didn't hear any of that.
I do pile it on you.
Sometimes. Yeah. Sometimes there's not much.
I know. Isn't it funny how, like, some days there's absolutely no sound that I want from Brandon. He's like, mm-hmm. Are you sure you don't need anything? I'm like, I don't know. Look up some stories. I don't really need it. And other days, I actually start apologizing by the end. I'm sorry.
Here's another one.
I know about
the only time she needs to apologize is when she makes you get all that stuff and she doesn't use it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I asked you to get 40 things and we haven't used 39 of them. And we won't use 39 of them, but get them anyway.
Let's save it in case another day.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah, it's really all right. I understand. Yeah. I'm here for you just in case.
Well, we get to what we get to, you know?
Right.
I mean, listen, if we got to everything that was in our stacks every day, this show would go till 4 p.m. I'm not kidding, you know?
Right. I mean, I get the stuff.
You over-prepare us every day, Yuzette.
I want to cover the bases. Right, we're doing it
live! We're doing live!
God, okay.
All right, this part, okay. Quit yelling at me. Disgusting human. This portion of the show is brought to you by Taco Bell. Mm. Get ready for the tag on that, because that is going to make your mouth water. Did we find out if there's a Taco Bell near here?
Oh, man. There's one down on the wharf, but yeah. Someone had mentioned that they do dine and dash. Not dine and dash. What's it called?
Oh, hey.
DoorDash.
All right. So this portion brought to you by Yield Taco Bell. Tomorrow night, the weekend Starboy 2017 World Tour is going to be at the SAP Center in San Jose, and we have tickets to the show. Mm-hmm. So 1 hour, a little less than an hour from now, we're going to have your chance to win Taco Bell breakfast crunch wraps loaded with eggs, bacon, melty cheddar cheese, and a full-on hash brown. If you've had a morning before your morning, let Taco Bell make you breakfast. Okay. I would love to. Oh, I got to do this now.
The Radio Alice Report.
All right, everyone.
Oh, you all right?
I had some gum in my mouth.
Are you in pistachios right now? What are you doing?
It's time for some fast facts.
All right.
Fast facts. I love those.
The Nobel Peace Prize can only go to someone living.
Oh.
It wasn't given out in 1948 because Gandhi had just been assassinated, and the committee ruled, quote, there was no suitable living candidate.
Oh, goodness.
Is that interesting?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting.
Do you know what Louis C.K., Matt LeBlanc, and Joe Rogan all have in common? Sarah might know this.
They all have an addiction to pain pills?
Hey. They all graduated from the same high school class. The high school happened to be in Newton, Massachusetts.
Oh, is that so? How strange.
Wait, they were the same time.
Yeah, they all graduated. Yeah,
oh, that is cool.
Newton North High.
They were all in the same class?
Yeah, Louis C.K., Matt LeBlanc, and Joe Rogan.
Wow.
Do you know this high school?
Well, I know where Newton is, but no, I don't know the
successful.
Did you graduate in 85?
84.
Oh.
I'm younger than them.
Employees at Ben & Jerry's get 3 free pints of ice cream every day.
Every day?
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I think that's too much, and
yeah,
I'm surprised by that.
Way too much. So are you telling me the scoopers? Or these are people who work at the factory?
It just says employees.
Damn.
Wow, that's a lot of ice.
I'm going to say the scoopers.
All right.
And this one's interesting. In the Jetsons.
Yeah.
George is 40 years old. And Jane is 33. And their daughter, Judy, is 16. And that means George was either 23 or 24. And Jane was either 16 or 17 when they got pregnant.
Oh.
Yikes.
She was still in high school.
Boy, the future is very frisky.
Right.
And then the article goes on to say, then again, we don't know the legal age of consent in space.
Yeah. Mm. In the future, maybe.
Maybe the rules are different. Right?
Maybe everybody? With all the hormone technology that we're using these days and genetic engineering, everybody matures at age 9. I mean, you don't know.
All right, this is very exciting. I'm very excited about this.
Okay.
Because
okay.
If Vinny's back, we're going to do this tomorrow. Forget the unicorn frappuccino is dead. It's expired.
couple days ago. Was that this week or last week?
It was last week.
So apparently there's a new secret menu item at Starbucks called the Dragon Frappuccino.
What?
And it's okay. Not on the menu. You just have to know to ask for it.
What is it?
It's a mix of green tea frappuccino.
Oh my God, I love that.
Vanilla bean powder.
Okay.
And a berry swirl. So it makes your cup all green and purple and ready for Instagram. That's what it says.
Did you hear that about the unicorn frappuccino? Like, it actually turns out that it's because it's horrible.
Anybody
who tried it, it's just like, oh my God, it's like eating chalky lollipop or something. It's gross.
I didn't think it was horrible, but I wouldn't order it again.
Yeah, I drink all of mine.
I didn't think it was that great.
Exactly. There it was in front of you. So, Well, believe me, I can relate to that.
And it cost $5.
But
so,
they said that they specifically did it because it would get them all over social media. Because everyone would say, I'm trying it. They put up the picture of it. It's pretty with the pink and blue.
Yeah. It's PR. It's all PR. And this is going to be PR.
Now
as
they're
well.
Coming right out and say it's Instagram ready. I got to say, I love those green tea frappuccinos.
Me
they're
too.
So good. And I would totally try this if Hooman wants to run to the Starbucks at 8 o'clock.
Oh, you want me to do it today?
So, let's
all
do
right.
it.
Well, you guys going to be okay without me? We're already down one man. I don't know if you guys can...
You're very fast. I have to say, you're incredibly fast. Your Starbucks runs
you
are...
You should order ahead.
Oh, can
There's
you?
No ordering ahead.
Why can't you?
Because you just can't.
Okay. Yeah,
you can.
What if
maybe they'll let you in line first, because I need you back here, Hooman. You're busy today.
Well, why don't we just do it tomorrow when Vinny's back?
Okay.
We'll all right. Thanks so much.
It's fine.
Oh, man.
Vinny's not going to want to try it.
Sarah.
Yara.
Would you want to eat a pizza that has more types of cheese on it than you've had in your entire life?
Not if there's any blue cheese on it.
All right. Outside of blue cheese, Scott's Pizza Parlor in Oregon just made a pizza that uses 101 different cheeses. It's a blend of 100 cheeses on top and stuffed mozzarella in the crust.
I'll try it. But I'm sure it has that awful blue cheese on it. I'm telling you, one little fleck of blue cheese ruins a whole meal.
Incredible.
I agree.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not
Bryn,
a fan.
You love it? I know you do.
You know I do.
I don't even like when John eats it.
Dip it in a ranch and call it a day.
Could you make out with someone right after the blue cheese?
No. I'm telling you, I get it. Like, there are people who just love blue cheese. They die. I don't know. I can't understand it. I can't wrap my head around it because it's so awful.
So this whole pizza parlor, they were inspired by...
Really?
Yeah.
Who's the mozzarella guy on there?
Well,
is that one of their names?
There's a 99 cheese pizza from the movie.
Oh. Why didn't they limit themselves to 99 then?
Well, I think they want to break the record.
Oh. The 99 cheese. Their names are mozzarella.
No, it's Donatello, Michelangelo.
Oh, Michelangelo.
Leonardo. Right. Well, you also know them as another name, which is a... That's the one.
I'm sure you didn't get that on there.
Right?
I'm sure you didn't recognize what we're talking about until you heard that.
I don't like when you guys whisper in each other's ears. That's what
we're
preparing.
What are you guys talking about?
All right, Yuzette has an incredible story for us, everyone.
First I want to tell Hooman. I was telling Hooman today is take your daughter to work day.
Oh, it is.
Yes, and I've been telling Vinny for the last couple months that it was coming up. Yeah. It's coming up. I reminded him a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's why I called him sick
because you reminded him.
Right?
Oh.
I think so. But there's
or
this...
he's really sick.
Yeah,
you guys.
Well, it's funny that you say that because yesterday a couple listeners had called in and said, "What's the sunscreen Vinny uses for him and his daughter, the organic one?" And I must have asked him like 7 times. Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Bro, can you just tell me the sunscreen, please?" And he goes, looking it up. And then he just left and never said it.
So many times.
It's not a priority in his mind.
Of course. All right, go ahead.
I had a text yesterday from Scott Budman.
Yes.
NBC.
Our tech reporter.
Our guy. And he had said Amazon has a new Echo camera. What? So I looked it up. Amazon has a new $200 Echo camera that will judge your outfit every single day.
I do not need that.
Really?
Really? I don't need anyone else judging my outfit. I have enough judges right here. I'm wearing my Hamilton t-shirt and the same jeans I wore yesterday. Get over it.
Looks great.
And the same daily jacket.
Well, you know, my stuff's in this jacket.
I know, Sarah. We kid you. It's your uniform. It's totally fine. So Amazon announced a new addition to its Echo line of products. It's called the Echo Look. Now, the Echo Look is shaped like an elongated webcam, combines the microphone and speaker technology of the Echo with a depth-sensing camera and LED lights to let users take and share short photos and videos of themselves.
You know...
So you're sharing this with Alexa, and she's just going to tell you you're ugly or not?
Well, or not ugly.
Does she say bad things about your outfit? Like, that seems super rude. Like, what if you, you know, try five different outfits on, and she's like, none of those pass muster?
The next one, they're calling it a fashion-forward device. Meant to help you figure out from your wardrobe what suits you best every day.
I don't want this.
You don't?
The app, so it says the device's app ships with software called Style Check. And Amazon describes that as a new service that combines machine learning algorithms with advice from fashion specialists.
Oh, this sounds like a disaster.
It lets users compare two photos taken through the look to decide which outfit is better. So I guess you only have two chances.
Oh, so you have to decide, maybe? You try on the two things?
And says that one looks better.
This is perfect for cat ladies. You know, who live alone and don't... The cats don't tell them.
Cat ladies.
You know, the ladies. Am I the only one that...
gets worried about this?
That's a little bit worried about...
Yeah.
And I know it's paranoid, and I'm not really a paranoid person. I'm not like a conspiracy theorist or anything.
Like that someone's watching.
But right. That, you know, she's already listening to every... And exactly. I know she's listening because a lot of times if you say something that even sort of sounds like her name, she wakes up and says, I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to the question that you asked, or, you know, whatever the hell it
is.
I
wasn't talking to you,
Alexa. I'm like, I'm not... Right. It actually angers me. Like, shut up. Like, she'll... playing, blah, 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 blah. And she starts playing this. I'm like, yeah, please be quiet. Alexa, be quiet. Oh. Sorry if I just woke your device up. But anyway, so I'm already a little bit like, you know, if say you were having a conversation at the dinner table about terrorism or something, like, you know, what if there's keywords? Oh, like, whatever. You're talking about the news of the day.
Bomb or whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. Or you're joking around about something. Or I don't know what illicit thing you're doing at your house. I only know what I'm doing at my house. But that she's listening already. And now there's this camera. What is this? Just, oh, yeah, she'll look at your outfit in quotes. And she'll also watch everything you do and post naked pictures of you on the private Amazon site.
All right, listen, I have one more story here.
Okay, go ahead.
This is really important.
Is it?
This is a survey, and we're going to go around each time.
Okay.
Food versus sex. Oh. So this is an online survey with a bunch of would you rathers.
Okay.
Sarah, would you rather never be able to pleasure yourself again or never eat pizza again?
Oh, God, that is actually difficult.
And Yuzette and Bryn.
Well, pizza is pleasure, though.
Yeah.
But you know what we're talking about.
Bryn. I guess I'd have to give up pizza.
You'd have to give up pizza. Okay.
Well, because I could always use those. It was just pizza. Like, I could still use those ingredients another way.
Yes. But you've said in the past that
smart,
you're not, you know, I mean, I'm not...
You're not going to bring up any Secret Show stuff, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
All right. Well,
now give us I guess I have to give up
Cone.
Getting myself.
I'm
keeping the pizza. Jesus.
Pizza.
Well, every guy, there's no guy that's ever going to pick a food item over getting themselves. I'll answer for you.
Well, all right. So
somebody to get me.
52% would give up self-love.
Oh, wow.
Oh, 48. Really?
So that one's pretty close.
How about you, Hooman?
Yeah, I'd have to give up the pizza. I mean, come on. Would you rather have... This is crazy. Would you rather have sex or eat lunch in the grossest bathroom on Earth?
Eat lunch.
I'll have sex.
But you're naked and you're
going to... You have to get naked. You don't
Come
have to
on.
Be naked.
You got to brace yourselves with your hands and stuff. You got to... I mean,
will
it's the grossest bathroom.
Way.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
You act like you haven't done that before already, Sarah.
And I figure if I'm eating, I can barf right into the toilet if I need to.
Well, Sarah, unfortunately, that one you're in the minority. 27% said they'd eat lunch. 73% said they'd have sex there.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say both are horrific.
I know.
Yeah.
What's next?
Would you rather have... an 8-hour food marathon where you could eat as much as you wanted without feeling full, or an 8-hour sex marathon with anyone on Earth?
Oh my God, are you kidding me? Okay.
Anyone on Earth too, huh?
Yeah, you know my answer.
Food,
eight-hour sex.
With
are you
anyone
kidding?
You wanted on Earth.
Who would it be, Jax?
I'm not saying.
Oh, just say.
Well, it wouldn't be John.
So sorry, Johnny B.
Doesn't matter who it would be. We don't wouldn't be your husband.
All right, boys, what are you saying? You'd never get full. You can eat as much as you want, and it's a smorgasbord laid out in front of you.
Look at her selling that one thing.
Sounds amazing. Never get full. I live for that.
What about the sex?
8 hours? No thanks.
Was anyone on Earth?
I don't care. The only one I want to have, well, there's
Viggo Mortensen.
No, not him.
You always say that. She always says no.
Henry Cavill.
No.
Ryan.
It's Ryan Reynolds, yeah, man. I'm so he into that him. Dude. But not for 8 hours, I'm not.
Yeah, I would pick the sex.
You I mean, would?
Yeah, absolutely. Over the food? I'm not even
on,
a big
Bryn.
Foodie.
Answer.
I'll choose the food.
Yeah! Oh, the
wow.
Food.
He's just saying
meet
that.
You at the buffet, buddy.
He's just saying that because you pushed him into
I know.
That.
No,
I love
he's
him
got
both.
His own mind.
A
no,
lot.
He doesn't.
Like,
no, he doesn't.
How do I not have my own mind?
All right, we got to take a break.
All right, hold on. There's one more.
Oh, my God. Hurry oh, up.
Would you rather hook up with your celebrity crush anytime you wanted or get your favorite food for free for the rest of your life?
Celebrity.
Favorite food for free.
Crush.
Favorite food, yeah.
God, you're all about food. I'm all about sex. That's so
all
weird.
Right, that's it.
That's
it.
We all have right. All the basics.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.